Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Learn to Wait. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 31, we find these words, They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What wonderful words of instruction and comfort that we find in this passage in Isaiah. Waiting on the Lord is sometimes the hardest thing we can do. We want things right now. And all too often we get our eyes off the Lord and on things. If we keep our eyes focused upon the Lord, then we ask Him to give us what we need rather than what we want. I have loved across the years to watch Eagle cams. People would put cameras in a location that directed toward the nest of eagles. And to watch the eggs as they were cared for by both the father and the mother eagle. And suddenly to see a crack appear in that little egg, and then finally the little hatchling come out and the baby eagle, the eaglet, appeared in the nest. And to watch both father and mother eagle as they would bring scraps of food and feed that little creature until it grew to be almost the same size as its parents. But the eaglet had to learn to wait until his parents returned, because there was no way that he would be able to sustain himself. In fact, as hard as it may seem, many eaglets in their rapid desire to obtain food would get too close to the edge of the nest and fall to the floor of the forest where they were hatched and would be lost. Sad. So much they wanted to have food, but in their desire to run ahead of the parents' care and concern, they lost their life. Sometimes we are in the same boat. We want things now. We want things that we feel like will satisfy, but the Lord knows those things that we desire in the flesh are not to our benefit and would bring death instead of life. We need to learn to wait upon the Lord. And I love this passage of Scripture, that when we wait upon the Lord, then we will renew our strength. Renewing our strength in the Lord and waiting upon the Lord means that we will spend time in His Word. If I am accused of stressing the importance of God's Word, I will accept that criticism gladly. We do not spend enough time in God's Word. We need to feast upon the Word of God. We need to delight in the Word of God. We need to find excitement in the Word of God. And whenever we find something that is noteworthy, we need to share that with those that we come in contact with. I have, across the years, always enjoyed someone that was so enamored with the Word of God that they would come to me and say, guess what I found in God's Word last night or this morning or just a few minutes ago. And as they shared that, there was excitement upon their lips as they shared the discovery that God speaks to us through His Word. Are you spending time in God's Word? Are you listening to God's Word? Are you waiting to discover in God's Word those things that will bring life and vitality and that will touch those that you come in contact with? If not, I urge you to do so. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, We humbly ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength that we need for the day. As we look to your word for the guidance that it will give us, I pray, Lord, that we might share that word with others. It might be just one verse. It might be just a thought. But, Lord, let it be something that will renew others because of what we have discovered ourselves. I pray, Lord, as we wait upon you, that we will wait with anticipation for what you're going to give us next. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.